When I look back on my life now, I imagine it as a cave. Not a dark cave, not a place to escape from. My own cave. A space I have been exploring and shaping for as long as I can remember. When we are young, the cave feels endless. Every passage invites us forward. Every turn could become a new direction. We don't worry about choosing the right path. Curiosity is enough. Then, slowly, we begin to change the cave itself. We carve new chambers. We widen old passages. We create space for work, for love, for ambition, for everything we believe life will become. Eventually, light finds its way inside. The cave grows. Life grows with it. And for a while, it feels complete. But nothing remains still. The cave continues to change. Water begins to gather in the lower chambers. Not all at once. Quietly. Almost unnoticed. The familiar paths become harder to follow. The spaces we build no longer fit us in quite the same way. And sooner or later, one realization arrives. The cave cannot simply be maintained. It has to be rebuilt. Many people mistake this moment for failure. But rebuilding is not the opposite of living. It is part of living. So we begin again. We learn the cave differently this time. We listen before we dig. We notice where the water flows, which walls can still carry weight, which chambers no longer belong to us. Some spaces are left behind. New passages appear. And somewhere in that process, something shifts. We stop asking how to make the cave bigger. Instead, we ask how to make it truer, more balanced, more alive. The cave is never finished. It changes because we change. Every stage asks something different of us. Sometimes courage, sometimes patience, sometimes the willingness to let go. What changes over time is not the cave, not the water, not even the uncertainty. What changes is our relationship to them. Because once you have rebuilt your cave, you know it can be rebuilt again. And perhaps this is what experience really is. Not knowing the future, not avoiding collapse, but trusting that when the water rises again, you will know how to begin. And rebuilding always begins with letting something fall away. What feels like destruction is often the beginning of creation. Every wall we remove makes space for a new passage. Every collapse reveals a different way forward. The scars don't disappear, of course. Repaired walls are never be new walls again. But they're stronger than they used to be in the end. Everything settles where it belongs, becomes part of the story, and takes on a new purpose.